flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it truly pays to rent, and Danny V knows this better than anyone else in the room right now. Danny, you had an incident recently that required a little maintenance on your apartment.
I'm trying to figure out what the song is.
Home Improvement, come on.
Oh, never seen it.
It's Tool Time, Danny.
Isn't that the way Grant's
house? Yes.
I have never been more happy that I do not own a home after this week, because I noticed that my toilet was leaking.
What the hell are you doing to it?
I know, right? But no, it was just, there was a little puddle.
We dare not blame Lynn for this one.
She would never.
No.
Next time I see her, she's going to punch me in the face. How dare you?
Funny enough, though, there was like just this little tiny puddle of water every time like we would flush after, you know, we'd use the bathroom. But it was like clean water. It just seemed like, I almost thought it was like condensation that was happening on our floor.
When I originally started noticing it, did Lynn like be like, hey, Danny, what are you doing? Like, why are you leaving a mess? Or
she didn't even notice it.
Oh, okay. I was the one that noticed it, because I was thinking like,
were you like, Lynn, what are you doing?
I was like, am I missing? What's happening? But no, sure enough, the little pile. So I'm like, I'll text my landlord and be like, hey, can you come check this out? Comes the next day, nice guy, and it's like a maintenance man, and I was like, all right, he checks it out, pulls the entire toilet apart. Like, okay. I have never seen, like, a toilet being torn apart like that. And he's like, oh, well, here's the problem. He shows me it, and there was, like, you know, the hole in the ground where the toilet sits, it was just rotted.
Whoa.
There was, like, the ring was completely messed up.
So, like, the pipe was rotted?
Yeah, I didn't exactly know what was going on, but it looked really disgusting. Like, I almost took a picture of it and sent it to you guys, but I was like,
I'm glad you did.
No, yeah, it wasn't. I will say, it wasn't poop. It was, I don't know what it was. It was, like, rust.
Danny, wasn't even on my list of things I thought
it
might be.
That's what I thought it was. Like, let's say, like, that's just what it looked like.
Did you think that?
No. That's what I thought.
Sarah, did you think it was?
No,
right?
But thanks for clearing the
air.
You're
welcome.
Yes.
So, and he's like, wow, this is the worst I've seen a toilet in a very long time. So
how old,
like,
is the apartment complex?
It's not that old from what I know. I mean, it's pretty updated. Like, it's not, you know, from the 70s or anything like that.
Because I remember when I was living in an apartment complex, our building was built like in the 1910s.
I want to say ours was like 2000s, maybe.
Okay.
Like, so it wasn't that old. But he just like, you know, they bought this not that long ago. We updated everything, but I guess they didn't check the toilet. So he's like, I have to go pick some parts up. I'll be back. So he comes back in 20 minutes, fixes the whole thing. And as I'm talking to him, he's like, yeah, it's a good thing you called, because this any longer, it would have probably been even more. But this probably costs about $2,000 to fix if you call any normal plumber.
And I bet at that point, you're just internally pumping your fist like, thank God I don't have to pay for this.
There have been so many things that have gone wrong in our apartment, and not like anything crazy, but, you know, the refrigerator's gone out. Mm-hmm. The stove has gone, and they've replaced it almost immediately. And every single time, I'm just like, I do not have the money to do any of that. So at that point, guess who's never going to buy a house, guys?
Never?
I don't want to. I really don't want to. And I know there's people out there.
You're just throwing your money away every month. Dude, there are many times when I'm like, you know.
I get it.
It would be so nice not to have to worry about some of these like little things like that.
I can't even imagine. We would go into so much debt just trying to fix different things that have gone wrong with our apartment.
I love the text. It sounds like the wax ring degraded and the water started to rot out the wood underneath the toilet. Things a man knows. I was trying to tell you that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Next text. The wax ring probably wore out. That's from Lakewood Larry.
I'm glad that I am not a man.
Next text. Sounds like a bad wax ring.
Oh, wow.
I've been telling you guys for months to
check your wax rings.
Yeah. And you guys look at me like I'm an idiot. Now we have texters proving that I was right.
It was bad.
Well, glad you got it all handled. Do you guys have more than one bathroom? Like, was there a backup situation? Oh, man, that's stressful, too.
Mind you, at that point, when he's fixing it and tearing it apart, I'm like, man, I hope I don't need the bathroom the next 30 minutes to an hour.
See, that would be my problem. My brain would convince myself that I do need the bathroom. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be knocking on my neighbor's doors. Hey, guys.
206-803.
I got a bad wax ring. Can I use your bathroom?